Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and great service at Paparazzi Restaurant. Don't forget to book your table, paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
The Spice Girls have taken to Twitter to announce some very exciting news. They said, surprise, to mark the 25th anniversary of our debut album Spice, we are releasing a limited edition collection of vinyl and cassettes plus a deluxe 2CD album featuring some previously unheard tracks and demos. You can pre-order Spice 25 now, and it's out October 29.
It's gold, Jerry. If you're a huge Seinfeld fan, then you'll be excited to know that all 9 seasons are coming to Netflix from October 1.
Get ready for 2021's hottest new show. Well, not actually new, but never seen before on Netflix.
Oh, hello.
A spectacular, breathtaking, outrageous 180-episode premiere.
I can't. It's too long.
With heartwarming love stories and lifelong friendships.
That it?
Pretty much.
Fabulous. You'll have to wait a little longer to see Tom Cruise on the big screen, though. You know how we were supposed to have the Top Gun sequel Maverick, right? And Mission Impossible 7?
Right.
Well, it all seems like an impossible mission in itself. The Top Gun sequel was supposed to be out last year in July. Then it was moved to this July, then November. Now it's been pushed back to May next year, which was when we were supposed to be getting Mission Impossible 7, which has now been pushed back to September next year as well. What is going on? Well, the reason... money. Paramount and Tom Cruise want to be able to release these in cinemas and make the most they can at the box office. And with surging Delta variants affecting cinema sales, they've decided to put a halt on it. All I'm saying is, they better be worth the wait.
Justin Bieber is set to perform at the VMAs for the first time in 6 years. He'll be joining Lorde, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Machine Gun Kelly, Olivia Rodrigo, Casey Musgraves, 21 Pilots and the Foo Fighters. Doja Cat will host the 2021 MTV VMAs, which go down September the 12th in New York City.
And after months of planning for just 12 minutes on the world's largest stage, you can watch the show. It's a behind-the-scenes documentary on the weekend's epic Super Bowl performance and the creative team who brought his vision to life. The show drops on Showtime September 24.
The halftime show is the most watched 12 minutes in television.
This is our second year working on the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show.
The soul behind the show is really all of these people. They put blood, sweat, and tears into every detail.
You just don't want anything to go wrong.
Not only is everybody watching, but whatever happens on that field is history.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.